Today, we're doing some meditations on interdependence so we can start to practice this, see it in ourselves, and also see it in others. Hi, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all of the things that I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share it with a friend. Thank you so much. So this week, as you saw from yesterday's podcast, we're doing interdependence and thinking about labels. And so if you want a intro into the ideas of interdependence, please go check out yesterday's broadcast. It's called Labels, Interdependence, and Harry Potter. Really great episode. But today, let's put it into some practice and let's actually do a guided meditation to help us start to feel the interdependence and the fluidity of labels in ourselves, but also in others. And in doing so, this goal of this meditation is to find some more compassion for ourselves and also for the people around us, to realize we are very complex human beings and definitely not 100% good and definitely not 100% bad. So let's explore some of that and realize our greater nature. And so hopefully you'll leave this meditation feeling really grounded, really strong, really open, expansive, and truly a part of the world, because you are. So let's find a comfortable seat, wherever that may be. And make sure wherever you're sitting that you are sitting up straight, that you are firmly connected to the earth, whether it is your seat and legs are crossed or you are sitting with feet on the ground. Whichever one it is, find that strong foundation and start to feel a lift through the back body so that even while the tailbone drops a bit here, the chest is lifting, the rib cage is lifting. And we're going to take a deep inhale through the nose, full exhale through the mouth, full inhale through the nose, deep exhale through the mouth. Full inhale, deep exhale. And here, breathing in and out through the nose, see if you can find a softness. Maybe even choose to close your eyes. And feeling the air coming in and out of your body. This exchange of breath. Noticing how this exchange right here, this is already a lesson in interdependence, because the air that was once outside becomes inside. All of the little molecules of oxygen bury into the cells and come to the bloodstream to be transported around your body. So that what was just one breath becomes dissipated all throughout the body as fuel, as oxygen for the cells and muscles and bones. And even each exhale, it's this gathering of waste products from all around the body that then is concentrated and pushed back out into the world. So in some ways, it's almost hard to look at the air around us and not say, oh, you know what? That air was actually me too. Or the air around us and say, oh, actually, that's going to be me sometime in the future. And then you multiply this, thinking about all of the humans and living creatures and plants and animals on the earth, and you say, oh, wow, we're all sharing this oxygen and carbon dioxide that moving back and forth, back and forth. And such that we can't really say, this is my oxygen, or that is your oxygen, right? We're all just borrowing it for a time. And take a moment, similar to what we did in our podcast yesterday, was thinking about how you would define yourself and just using whatever label comes to mind. Maybe today you're thinking of whatever job you have, or that you really love being someone that's funny or caring, or you know, you just talk to your sister, so you feel very acutely like a sister right now, or whatever label it is that pops into your head. It's not so important which one it is. Imagine this label, this definition. I am an honest person. I am a funny person. I am a teacher. And ask yourself, notice if that's ever not true. Is there ever a time that you are not a teacher, or you're not funny, or you're not kind? It doesn't mean that that means you're bad or inconsistent. It just means that you are not 100% one thing. And at this moment, say, self, I forgive you for being more than one thing. I allow you to be more than one thing. And recognizing that being more than one thing is good. It is fluidity, it is change, it is movement, it is life. And then I'd like you to think of someone you don't quite get along with. Someone that just rubs you the wrong way. You could consider them an enemy, sure, maybe, but probably the best is just to do someone that you just don't quite click with. Now you bring them to your mind's eye, see them in front of you. And then ask yourself, what are some of the words or labels you'd use to describe them? Right? Do you not get along with them because they're impatient or demanding or, you know, whatever it is? See what label you have for that person. And then ask yourself, are these words always true? Is there a case where this person is actually the opposite of whatever word it is you use to describe them? Is there a time that they are very patient or very kind or whatever? Reminding yourself that maybe you don't even have to have seen it, but could you imagine it? Could you believe in a world where they are that other thing sometimes? Then when you think of some of those qualities that you dislike about that person, I would just be curious to explore, to notice if those qualities are ever present in you. Marita, have you ever been impatient or unkind or whatever word it was? Now, this is not to say, of course, that your grievances are the same as theirs, right? If this person, you know, might be a horrific person, and it doesn't mean that you have to have done the same horrific thing, but have you ever felt that same impulse or that same, a lesser version of that same negative attribute or whatever attribute it is you don't like? So just noticing that those same qualities, kind of like the oxygen you share, can sometimes be in you as well. That we're all experiencing these very human qualities. Now, take attention to the center of the heart, center of the chest. And thinking about some of the labels that you've been thinking about, whether the labels for you or the labels for the sort of enemy person, the person that rubs you the wrong way. Can you start to let some of those labels float away? Can you start to say, oh, what if I wasn't identified with teacher? What if I wasn't needing to be funny? What if that person wasn't always jealous? Right? What if I let go of these notions of what I am and what others are? Let's take a few breaths to start to loosen the grip. And just seeing the words, the roles float away from you, out of grasp, not needed. When we let these labels float away, we get to experience each moment as a new moment. We don't walk in to the room with a preconceived notion of how it's going to go, who's going to do what role we will play. Instead, we get to choose in each moment how it is we want to act and react. And as a result, we don't have to play roles, especially the unconscious ones. And we get to choose to water the seeds, to water the labels we want to be, and to experience them moment by moment by moment. Take 3 deep breaths. And start to slowly bring your attention back to the body. Opening the eyes, checking out the surroundings around you. Noticing perhaps there's a lightness. Perhaps it feels good to let go of some of those labels that rule yourself, but also rule your perception of others. Today's a day for you to start fresh. And I hope you enjoy. I am sending you so much light and love, and that light in me is very humbly bowing to the same light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.